Meanwhile, the British Foreign Secretary says the EU must have stronger sanctions ready to impose against Russia if they become necessary. William Hague made the remarks as he arrived for a meeting of EU foreign ministers in the Greek capital of Athens. He says large numbers of Russian forces remain on Ukraine's eastern border and that there have been only, quote, a token withdrawal of those forces so far. At the Athens meeting, Hague and his EU counterparts will discuss ways to support Ukraine. They're not expected to make any decisions, but could discuss possible new sanctions against Russia, as well as the EU's $15 billion aid package to Kiev announced in recent weeks.
It's not a meeting for detailed decisions. It is a meeting for extensive reflection on the situation and coordinating our strategy. So don't expect that this weekend.
I'd like to welcome out of London political commentator Mr. Chris Bambury. Thank you so much for being with us. Mr. Bambury, your take on this. Now we have William Hague talking about exerting more sanctions against Russia. Tell me about if this does happen, the repercussions, not only for Russia, but for the Europeans themselves.
Well, the truth is the sanctions against Russia will only be effective, not if the Americans do, but if the Europeans implement sanctions, because essentially the Americans have not that much economic ties to Russia. The Europeans have considerable economic ties. But, of course, that works both ways. And if you're in London, in the city of London, in a financial center, you'd be very worried about what the effect would have, given the level of Russian investment in the city, given also the level of Russian real estate investment in London. We're currently living through a property boom here. And that boom could go flat if Russian money was suddenly withdrawn. So sanctions cut two ways here. And I think what William Hague is really trying to do, because as you say in your introduction, further EU sanctions are not on the table at the moment. But I think Hague is trying to talk tough, to reassert Britain's position as being the staunchest ally of the United States, following the debacle of the House of Commons vote against any British participation in any military intervention in Syria. Britain's desperate to claw its way back to showing it's the loyalist of the loyal to the United States. So I suspect this is what it's about. But really, in Europe, generally, there is not a great taste for implementing heavy sanctions against Russia because there are such close economic links between the European Union and Russia. And as I say, sanctions can apply two ways. They will affect Europe, and the Americans are less affected. So the Americans can afford to talk tough. I find it strange as well that Hague is making these statements at a time when John Kerry and Sergey Lavrov are saying they're committed to a peaceful solution of this problem, have been discussing in Paris and have said they're going to discuss again. Okay. And I really think the time is not right for bellicose statements on the question of Ukraine and Crimea.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Chris Bambury, out of London, political commentator, for being with us. Appreciate it.